tea for two. Well, it's going to be tea for four, I think, in just a little while as we talk tea, not just your regular tea, not your breakfast tea, not your cup of char, but actually we're talking bubbles and boba. Bubble tea, this new concept that's come to the UAE, but it's quite a phenomena in other parts of the world. Originally from Taiwan, I believe, and we have managing partner of Bubbles and Boba here joining me, Alex Meir. Good morning to you, Alex.
Good morning, Suzanne. How are you?
Good. I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
Good. Thanks for having me.
It's a pleasure. Well, when I heard about Bubbles and Boba, I was like, what's this? This is a drink of tea that you can eat.
It is. It's a very exciting tea. It's been around for about 40 years. It originated in Taiwan, and it kind of spread throughout all of Asia, and then to the Americas and Australia. So most people from Australia and who've lived in America or Canada will know of it. It's been slow in Europe, but it's picking up, and in Germany it's just gone haywire in the last year, and it's picking up in London, and now we're here in the UAE in the form of Bubbles and Boba.
So Bubbles and Boba, let's look at some of the offerings then. So is it's your black tea, or is it a variety of different tea flavors? What do you have?
Okay, so bubble tea, what is bubble tea? Now, how it all started was the original bubble tea was a Taiwanese black tea, and the star ingredient are the little tapioca balls, which are also known as boba or pearls, and they kind of sink to the bottom of the tea. They're soft and chewy in consistency, and they're basically sipped through a fat straw. And the original one was mixed with, it was black tea, condensed milk, and honey. And that was the original bubble tea, which is still around. It's very popular. And basically, so when you're having it, when you're drinking the tea, you're actually eating something as well. So it sounds quite bizarre at first. And at first, it was absolutely weird until my wife told me about it. She was a fan of it in California. And when I had it a few years ago, I thought, wow, this is just amazing. And it has that effect. Anyone who has it, you know, who's a bit suspicious at first, is an addict after.
Wow, we'll find out, because coming up I'm going to be bringing in some of the team from Dubai Eye. They're going to be sampling Bubbles and Boba, and we'll get their verdicts and this whole new experience of drinking tea. Now, the tea here has so many stories attached to it. When you look at the industry of tea and where it came from originally, and then you look at people that love their cup of tea, and then of course you're looking at the health sides when you're looking now at your herbal teas. And the base of Bubbles and Boba tea is you've got green tea in there, Assam, jasmine. You've got a range, you've got Thai tea in there as well. But you've also got these jellies and the tapioca. So sweet. So yeah, is it, I mean, we'll find out. But, I guess you're then bringing in something that's kind of a little bit more indulgent, if you like.
Yeah, correct. Well, in terms of bubble tea, I mean, it started as the black tea, as I said, but then over the years you've had different variations come out, and then you've had certain drinks with the tea being extracted, so you've just got fruity flavored bubble teas with the tapiocas, with the jellies, with different toppings. A lot of them are treats. Some of them are healthy. The ones with the antioxidant benefits of the tea and the low calorie kind of coconut jellies are more the healthy types. In America, they have like sugar-free options as well.
Do we have those here?
Yeah, they're coming.
They're coming. Good to hear.
They're coming. But, I mean, at Bubbles and Boba, we've given the customers a choice of less sugar, medium sugar, more sugar. And it's just dependent.
So before you got involved with Bubbles and Boba, what would you like to drink? What would you drink as a form of tea?
As a form of tea, I just had the regular British tea with milk.
Breakfast tea.
Yeah, breakfast tea. Earl Grey.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Now I'm watching and seeing some very colourful items coming into the studio as we speak. So we'll be getting out the cups and the ingredients, and we're going to be making our very own Bubbles and Boba tea and getting the verdict on it. James just texted in saying, we lived in Taiwan for a while and bubble tea was a real treat for us. Initially, we thought it was weird until we tried it. So Jane's giving the thumbs up to bubble tea. And okay, so but how did you get involved with this, Alex? You know, you're not from Taiwan, you're British Iranian. So how did this come to you? What were you doing before?
It's basically I was in the IT industry selling systems to banks, and I also run another business, which is an event company. This all comes down to my wife, who was studying in UCLA in Los Angeles, and basically she was a fan of it. Major fan of bubble tea. She had the idea to bring it over, and then basically she started her master's, so the idea stopped. last year we wanted to start a business. We visited it and we just thought there is actually space in the market to do this. So then we got to work and we thought, you know, there's no point bringing your franchise because no one knows bubble tea here. So we decided to create our own. Now, Bubbles and Boba as the brand name we kind of developed. Boba is what bubble tea is known as in the Americas. It's known as boba tea. So all around California, they'll call it boba tea. And bubble tea is what everyone else calls it as. And we came up with the brand name, Two birds with one stone. Bubbles and boba. Yeah.
Now, you said you recognised there was a gap in the market. What are you looking at, though? I mean, this is a drink, but it's also sweet and there's food in there. So what are you looking at in the marketplace? I mean, you know, we love our coffee. We love to kind of that kind of lifestyle idea of picking up and going with our drinks. We like our tea also. And there's been a boom in industry, in the tea industry in the last 10 years or so, where it's really kind of got revamped and got a better image and, you know, a more younger... and Lady Gaga, you know, put her name to a tea brand, you know, and said that she loves her cup of tea. So we're seeing that development. So where do you place this? Where do you place bubble tea?
Yeah, you just reminded me of my university lecturer. He basically told me, you know, he asked questions, who is your target market? And when we responded, everyone's like, no, impossible. And now I just want to call him back and say everyone, because this absolutely does appeal to everyone. Kids love it. Teenagers love it. Adults love it. Anyone who has it, and Suzanne, soon, you know, beware, you're going to be an addict as soon as you have your first sip. Yeah.
Wow.
It's going to happen.
You know, with a regular cup of tea, one of the things that I think about this, but it's not just me, and you'll see it in loads of marketing campaigns as well, but it's a great comforter. If you're feeling a little bit tired or, you know, you just want a bit of a pickup, a cup of tea, it really works for me. That's how I associate with tea. And I'll have a cup of tea in the morning and I don't really have another cup of tea then. I might have a herbal tea later on in the day. So that association of that sort of comforting, it's a pickup. It does have, you know, regular tea has health benefits and its antioxidants, etc. With bubble tea, with the Bubbles and Boba, where are you seeing? I can definitely see comfort in there because I'm looking at all these wonderful jellies and pearls and all that. But where do you see that within the lifestyle of the individual and Bubbles and Boba?
It's a quirky drink. It's a quirky drink and a snack all in one. Some are a bit heavier. The smoothies in particular, and the ones with more toppings. Some are lighter. There were fruity teas with the lighter jellies. So it's a quirky drink and a snack. And it's an alternative to coffee. It's an alternative to regular tea.
Well, people's tipples of tea are coming in fast and furious. And Nadia is saying, I add cardamom and sugar to our green tea. That's a lovely idea. And I think you get there culturally as well. We all take our tea slightly differently. We've also got here, my favourite tea is chai, but I'd love to try bubble tea. Well, thanks for that, Lynn. When we come back, we'll let you know where you can try Bubbles and Boba. It's in Dubai Mall. We'll be giving you the location. And we'll also be sharing your tea tipples as they keep coming in.